sugar beet crop update from Michigan's Thumb. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News, brought to you by Verpixo fungicide from Corteva Agriscience, a novel mode of action to protect sugar beets. Michigan's sugar beet crop is facing a critical stretch this growing season. Despite a wet spring that pushed back planting dates by roughly 3 weeks, producers are closely monitoring stands and ramping up disease management.
Stands are near the same as last year. Plenty of beets out there.
That's Clint Hagen, who is based in Heron County and serves as president of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association. He says that while fields got off to a slower start compared to last year, recent rains have brought a much-needed boost to the potential of this year's crop.
As we sit here today, we actually just had a rain come through last night. A good portion of the growing area had anywhere from, on the low end, 3/10 to on the high end, 1.5 inches. So going forward, we're pretty excited about the potential of the crop.
Hagen notes the growers are staying aggressive against Cercospora leaf spot, with many operations already tracking multiple fungicide applications. But as spray passes increase, so do the financial pressures on producers trying to keep their fields clean.
Well, number one, fuel. You know, just look at the fuel cost compared to a year ago every time you go through. You're not burning a lot of gallons every trip, but it adds up, obviously, over that many applications. Equipment costs, you know, fungicide costs have maintained on a level basis year over year. So we don't see a lot of increase per trip, but the fact that we're adding trips, it definitely adds up.
Following tough economic headwinds last year, Hagen emphasizes that perseverance is the name of the game. And to protect both sugar content and final yields, growers must stay ahead of disease pressure right down to the finish line.
We know we have to take care of the crop. We know we have to get sugar out of it at the end. And there's only one way to do that. You have to take care of it with sprays, or you're going to watch your yield drop. You're going to watch your sugar content drop. And that's guaranteed to be a loser at the end of the year.
Hear more from Michigan sugar beet grower Clint Hagen at MichiganAgToday.com.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Hi, I'm Luther Marquardt, and I'm Executive Vice President of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another pleasant day today, and honestly, we are pleasant through most of the rest of this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at the Michigan Farm Forecast. We've got a beautiful setup for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. But once again, like I did yesterday, I want to draw your attention to the west on Friday. A significant cluster of rain and strong thunderstorm action coming across southern parts of Minnesota, through Iowa, through Wisconsin, and through northern Illinois. So while it doesn't really get into Michigan much, now there can be some Friday afternoon showers and storms in the UP, but while a large part of Michigan doesn't see anything on Friday, it's there to the west. And overnight Friday night through Saturday, we start to see this moisture cross Lake Michigan and get into the eastern Corn Belt. And then the low just kind of stalls as it moves from the Quad Cities area toward Terre Haute, Indiana. Just wants to sit and rotate, actually settling back down into the Missouri boot heel as we move through late Sunday evening and overnight. What that means is we see circulation around this low all the way through the weekend and into Monday. Now, I think we see it slowly but surely kind of ease into southern parts of Michigan while the northern areas dry out Sunday morning to midday. But you get the idea. Multi-day rain totals here can be anywhere from a quarter of an inch on the low end to 1.5 inches on the high end. And then as we go through next week, we stay very muggy, maybe not excessively hot, but there's still moisture hanging around. Eventually, that triggers a few hit-and-miss scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the week and into the weekend of the 8th and 9th. We're also seeing that long-tail moisture or pop-up action down in parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So I guess what I'm saying is over the eastern part of the Corn Belt, I am not looking at us having a problem with excessive dryness, at least as we move toward mid-August. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking back at how the grain markets performed Tuesday, it's Andy Eubank and Mike Castle with StoneX. They spoke at the close of trade Tuesday.
A rebound in the corn market and beans and wheat tried to rebound throughout the trading session. roughly even in those markets, but the rebound comes after the crop ratings decline issued by USDA, Mike, on Monday. So was that the main impetus? Although I do know we had another flash sales announcement for new crop corn.
Yeah, definitely think that crop progress report was kind of the main catalyst here, especially with as ugly of a sell-off as we saw to start the week. Not shocked to see a bit of a turnaround Tuesday after that. But I mean, corn down 4% week on week, beans down 3% week on week, both, you know, a fair bit sharper than expected. The trade was expecting to see a bit of a decline here. Obviously, we've seen a pretty intense heat wave across a lot of the U.S. here over the last couple of weeks, you know, and as we kind of progress and mature and get deeper into the season, with our crop ratings being largely a beauty contest, you do kind of see things tail off towards the end of the season regardless. But again, much sharper than expected, specifically across the plains.
Mike Castle with StoneX. Settlements from Tuesday, September corn gaining 6 3/4 at 458.5. December corn 6.5 higher at 480.5. August soybeans up 3.5 cents at 12.12. September beans 5 cents higher at 12.04 3/4. And September wheat up 2.5 cents to 662.5. August live cattle $2.25 higher Tuesday at 227.47. August lean hogs up 12 cents at 103.10. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for up-to-the-minute market information. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.